Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And Mary. Mary pondered all these things and words in her heart. And that's what I want to focus on today, is ponder. That's what Christmas is really all about. It's reflecting, it's thinking, contemplating the wonder of Christmas's past, present, and future. We ponder the birth of Jesus, Christmas programs, Christmas worship, and family gatherings. To help us ponder today, I brought several items for you to look at. Now, one of the first items I brought was chocolate. It's hot chocolate mix, okay? Do you like hot chocolate? What is it good for? Warming you up in a cold winter's night. I'm not really a big fan of hot chocolate. Of course, at the seminary, we would drink half coffee and half hot chocolate to keep us moving and stay awake. But I'm not a big fan unless I'm outside watching a Christmas parade in the super cold air. And oh boy, that drink of hot chocolate will just warm you up. The Christmas story, Mary and Joseph, the angels, the shepherds, the wise men, and the baby Jesus. It warms you up, doesn't it? To know the story. To know this story, a story that is true. We love to sing Christmas carols. The melodies get inside of our heads. When you gather with family and you sing Christmas carols, you don't need the words to at least the first verse because you already know them. The songs are a part of us and bring us closer to Jesus. The second item I bought was these Pop-Tart s'mores. Now, s'mores, of course, remind me of roasting marshmallows by the campfire, graham crackers, chocolate, and marshmallows. Yum, yum, yum. When these Pop-Tarts are being toasted, you can almost picture relaxing by a campfire on a dark, quiet night. Great memories that stay with you all of your life. I can almost picture the shepherds sitting around a campfire watching over the flock by night. But what happened? Well, angels shining bright came and told them a story. For unto you is born this day a Savior. And they hurried to see this thing that had come to pass. Today we celebrate a story that has become so important to us. We can tell the story without even looking it up in the Bible. Remember Caesar Augustus, he's taxing everybody, Joseph, Mary, and Mary with child, and they go to Bethlehem, and they can't find a place to stay, and so they end up in a stable with sheep and donkeys and who knows what else. There, Mary delivers and lays Jesus in a feeding trough. The next item I brought is beef jerky. I like beef jerky, but what does that have to do with Christmas? It's meat, right? It's solid food. It's protein. And the Christmas story has real meat in it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. Whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Christmas, you see, is the beginning of that fulfillment. God with us, Emmanuel. Sometimes we sing or tell the story of Christmas. We hear something new, isn't it? Doesn't that happen? You hear the Christmas story every year, but every year you hear something new, or you never heard it said that way. We gain insights and understandings. As I read the birth accounts in Matthew and Luke and read over the options for Christmas services, sermon resources, there is still something new to hear. The story still stands. This story still adds meat to my faith. Once a little girl asked her pastor, "If Jesus was born in Bethlehem, how did he get over here?" Meaning America. The pastor's response was simple. Jesus made the trip from Bethlehem to America and all around the world in the hearts of individuals like you and me. Jesus comes to dwell, and Jesus leads us to think, would I leave my flocks to track down Jesus? Would I lead to go and see, leave all my possessions behind to find the wonderful Christ child? Would I leave TV, my iPad, my iPhone, Nintendo, Xbox, or PlayStation, or whatever, or skip the championship football game to see this thing that had come to pass? Would I do that? Would you do that? Take time to ponder the Christmas story. Let it have some meaning to you, and hopefully as you listen and sing and read and ponder, it will become even deeper part of your heart and life. The last item I brought, which is the one that dentists like the most, jawbreak. These things are bad. They're bad in that if you try to bite them, you're going to break your teeth, okay? But you don't chew these things. You suck on them. You let the flavor roll through your mouth. And that's what pondering is. It's savoring the story in your life so that it becomes an even deeper part of your life, affecting you not just today, but every day. What does every day mean? Every day as I go to work, every day as I drive the kids to school, every day when I fix supper, every day when I go to the store, every day when I talk to my kids on the phone, every day as I stop to get gas, every day as I work in the yard and ponder the Christ child who died to take away all of our sins. Jesus reminds us to love one another. So as with Mary, ponder all these things in your heart. Ponder on the joy, the peace, the love, the forgiveness that we receive. Christ the Savior is born. Hallelujah. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen.